We're joined now in the studio by Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Aaron.
And we're making it a quick one because you are on your way to a cool event back in Carborough in less than a half an hour. It's the Orange County Living Wage Project's launch party at Steelstream.
Right. Yeah, it actually runs from 5 to 7. And I know that there are going to be several of us there to kind of speak a little bit on the merits of the living wage policy. And I think it's going to be a great kickoff to advertise and to make the public aware of this initiative, which is really wonderful.
So this is really a grassroots movement, and it's something that's sort of inspired by and influenced by similar things that are going on in Durham. I think Asheville is doing this, and it's really happening all over the country. It's an initiative to get local businesses to pledge to provide employees with a living wage. They've got 40 local businesses that have signed up already. They're just doing their launch party tonight, so obviously they're hoping to make this much, much bigger by the time all is said and done. Why is this issue so important?
Yeah, well, one thing that's really important about this initiative is in North Carolina and at the local level, you know, we have no ability to influence it or to require living wages, right? And so I know in some communities there is an opportunity to do so. So this idea of encouraging businesses to voluntarily provide living wages, I think it's really, really important. It helps those members of our community that are at the lower end of the spectrum of earning wages to be able to be really more fully participate in activities and perhaps find a way to be able to live in our communities and be able to take advantage of a lot of the benefits that we offer. I think it's really important. It's important for job retention. It's important also just for building a sense of ownership of a business when you feel that you're really being valued so much by being offered a living wage.
And we've talked about this before. It's not just that local governments have difficulties sort of mandating a particular wage, but it's also sort of part of the larger issue of just the cost of living. We talk about affordable housing and transportation and affordability, and there's only so much that local governments can do on that too. So if people make enough money to afford to live in Chapel Hill and Carborough and Orange County, then you can do it that way as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we all kind of are familiar with what's the minimum wage or what mm-hmm. has been called historically the minimum wage. Out of that, of course, has grown this living wage, right? You know, the actual cost of what it would cost for someone to live in a community. And then there's even another tier, and that's a housing wage. And it's the distinction is more of then to be able to actually afford to live in your precise community. And a few years ago, well, first of all, the town of Carborough has been a leader in terms of having the living wage. We've had a living wage initiative for some 7, 8, 9 years. And all of our full-time positions have been at that level for quite some time. But within the last couple of years, we directed our staff to then bump us up more to the level of what's called a housing wage. And so we actually are in the process of implementing that. And by next year, every full-time employee for the town of Carborough will earn a housing wage, which computes to we'll have no employee making less than $31,158, which comes out to an hourly cost of $15.98. So this is something that the town of Carborough has worked very diligently on.
That's awesome. That's good.
Yeah. We have the one challenge we have that we're looking at over the course of the next year, which the folks with this group are aware of, is we have a lot of seasonal employees. Okay, so we have a lot of umpires, lifeguards, you know, people, camp counselors, et cetera, et cetera. So all of our seasonal employees, their hourly rates range from $9 to $17. So because of this seasonal quirk, we can't quite get certified yet, but we're trying to figure out a way because we have, you know, again, 77 seasonal employees. It's something we can't turn on a dime, but there's a way we need to try to look at it to maybe figure out how we can be fully certified with all of our employees. But we're really, really pleased with the progress that we have made over the years. And we do have several permanent part-time positions, and they make anywhere between $14.93 and $19.53. It's just this seasonal category, which I think is one. It's not unique to any municipality that has to contract with a lot of seasonal employees.
So to get from, we're speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, for the town of Carborough, for the number of employees that the town has, to get from a living wage to a housing wage, what's that cost difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. I want to say it's hard for me to factor it in because we've had not only just that increase, but also we've had a little bit of cost of living increase anyway, just in general over the last several years. But my sense is we went somewhere for $12 or $13 an hour to this $15.98 an hour. So I think it was that big of a jump. And of course, there are other ways of computing the actual cost of what our wage earners at the town get. Also, because there are, you know, the other things like, you know, insurance and, you know, vacation time and sick time and accumulated retirement. And so there's actually a lot of other offset in addition to the hourly wage.
So you're giving employees the housing wage or the living wage already, moving up to the housing wage. You're going to be at the Living Wage Project launch party. It's a moral support. Are you going to be participating in it in any way? Or
I'm just going to be one of the speakers to explain how supportive we are and how we feel like we have been a leader, and that we have a unique position of being the town, that we have this added quirk of these seasonal employees, and we're trying to figure out how to address them. And especially working for the town where you have over 150 employees and you have all kinds of pay classifications and pay bands, anytime you start raising your lowest workers' wages, which is fine, the board is very supportive about this, it has implications, you know, kind of called job, like kind of compression of salaries all the way through. It's a ripple effect.
Anything else that local governments can do to support a living wage besides taking care of their own and just being moral supporters?
Well, one way is, and I'm not under North Carolina law, we don't have quite the flexibility with this, but a lot of governments require, if they contract with certain groups or have different groups offer services, they often require that those groups provide living wages as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we have looked at before, and we might have our attorney look at again. There are some restrictions, you know, because we have this lowest bidder kind of, depending on what the size of our awards are of different kind of contracts and so forth, you often have to go with the lowest bidder. But I know there are many states and municipalities that make that a requirement for bids they put out. You know, they'll only accept bids from folks that have living wages. So
we're speaking with Carmel Mayor Lydia Lavelle. That event, the Living Wage Project launch party, is tonight from 5 to 7, Steel String Brewery in Carrboro. Everyone's invited to come on out and learn more about that. Mayor, I know you have to go to that, so we're going to let you go. But before we do, and we'll talk about this a little bit more next week, I think, too, but we just had an election a few days ago. We're all still kind of breaking down the results and what they mean. What's your immediate take on it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You kind of think you're in Carrboro, you're running unopposed, all your board members are running unopposed, so the election really doesn't affect us. But of course, as we saw this week with the turnover in Chapel Hill of some board members and the mayor, it will dramatically affect us and affect everyone in the county. And it'll mean forging new kind of alliances. It'll mean getting to know the new board members and the new mayor, you know, like really for the first time. And there are several. You know, gosh, I was teasing someone. I said, you know, I think I spend almost as much time with the mayor of Chapel Hill as I do with my own board members at different events I'm on, different committees on, and everything. So I look forward to getting to know Pam Heminger a little bit better and getting to work with her on a lot of initiatives and a lot of groups, because we're going to be spending a lot of time together.
And we'll talk more about that next week, I think, too. Mayor Lavelle, I know you have to go, so we'll let you go. But thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.